The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Can never enter my house. Go ahead and speak to him right now. Speak to him. Speak to him right now in the name of Jesus. You are preserved. Your family is preserved. You are preserved. Your children are preserved. You are preserved. You will not suffer any bad tragedy. You are preserved. You are preserved. You are preserved. You are preserved. Your children are preserved. Your properties are preserved. In the name of Jesus. You are preserved. Your properties are preserved. Your family is preserved. You will not suffer any bad tragedy. In the name of Jesus. You are preserved. You will not suffer any bad tragedy. In the name of Jesus. You are preserved. Your obituary must not come out. In the name of Jesus. Fire the blood 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 of Jesus. I decree your preservation. I enforce your preservation. I decree your preservation. I enforce your preservation. I decree your preservation. Your children are preserved. Your parents are preserved. Your parents are preserved. You are preserved. You are preserved. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve you. 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 It will preserve your going. It will preserve your coming. The Lord will safeguard you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will preserve you. It will keep your going out and your coming in. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming. Fire back to the senders. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Pray. Arrows that are fired at me. Arrow of failure. Arrow of sickness. Arrow of untimely death. I fire you back now. Pray. I am not permitted to lose anything, properties, life. I will not suffer loss. Pray very well. Enforce your victory. Enforce your victory. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Psalms 23 verse 5. Psalms 23 verse 5. He said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Now, that single verse, I can preach a series on it for 1 month. This verse. You are going to pray and say, Father, prepare a table before me. I can hear your voice. People at the back there, please be very, we are not here for play. Father, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Raise your voice and pray. Prepare a table before me. I must rule in the midst of my enemies. Oh God, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They will see me get married. They will see me prosper. Jesus' name we are praying. Say after me, Father, as I prepare to journey into another month, anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with oil for exploits and for breakthrough. Raise your voice and pray. As I prepare to begin to enter into the last 2 months of the year, anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. The oil upon my life will not go dry. Anoint me in Jesus' name we are praying. Now, in a time like this, more than anything, you and I need this. A time where even the rich, they are weeping. You are going to say after me, Father, cause my cup to run over in abundance and surplus. Raise your voice and pray. Cause my cup to run over in abundance and surplus. Pray. I'm not permitted to taste lack. Surplus. Is my portion. My cup must run over. This business must rise. This career must rise. My income must overflow. My storehouse must be filled up. My storehouse must be filled up. Let's also pray the Kedialo Jakata. Pray. Where others are talking of lack, I am talking of surplus. The windows of heaven are open concerning me. My helpers cannot rest until they help me. My helpers cannot sleep until they help me. My helpers cannot rest until they come to my aid. I must enjoy abundance and surplus. I must enjoy abundance and surplus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we bless you. There is none like you. What a mighty God you are. Thank you for what you did on Wednesday. Thank you for what you did on Friday night. Thank you for the move of your power. Father, we worship you. Father, we magnify you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Even as the word of God is coming forth this morning, anything can happen. So get set, because the word of God will get to you and change your life this morning in Jesus' name. We are concluding our series this morning on dominion and power, and we are trusting God to do something new, just like he has started doing already, in the name of Jesus. And I'll be preaching and teaching this morning on a message titled Assessing Power to Dominate / Win Battles. Assessing power to dominate or win in battles. Dominate in battles or win in battles. Open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and this land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Assessing power to dominate or win in battles. Many people don't like the word battle. Once they hear battle, they begin to shake. In many quarters, many don't like listening to anything that is called battle. They only like pleasure. But I'm here this morning to tell you, there is nobody that can escape battle at one time or another. Life itself is a battle. When children are born into the world, immediately they come in. If the child is born, immediately the child does not cry, he starts battle. They begin to use hard hand to beat him. Say, cry, you have come for battle. Cry. And then the child cries. Even if the child doesn't cry, the mother will be crying. Ah, why is this child not crying? He doesn't know that he has come for battle. Turn to your neighbor and say, life is a battle. But you will win in that battle. I say you will win in that battle. According to 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, we are meant to be victors. We are meant to conquer in the battle of life. We are destined to conquer. Now, thanks. Can we remove the date so that we can have clearer view? Thank you, Jesus. Now, thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be to God who has made us to triumph, to be victorious. Somebody is here, you will not be a casualty in the battle of life. I say you will not be a casualty in the battle of life. Nothing valuable can be gotten physically except there is a battle spiritually. In Matthew 11 verse 12, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Somebody say violence. Do you know that sometimes, even for peace to reign, there must be battle first? For you to have peace, you must first fight. Nobody is permitted to escape battle at one time or another. In Jeremiah 51 verse 20, the Bible said, thou art my battle axe, and weapon of war. For with thee I will break nations in pieces, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. You are my God said, you are an axe for me to fight. You are my battle axe, and you are my weapon of war. You are not an ordinary fellow. You might look very young. You might look very trendy, but it doesn't mean that you are powerless. For with thee I will break in pieces nations. Can you imagine that? He said, as small as you are, I will use you to cause confusion in nations. And with thee I will destroy kingdoms as the kingdom of darkness. Somebody is here this morning. Through you, the powers of the wicked terrorizing your family shall be silenced this week in the name of Jesus. That terrorist in your family, you know, it's not only in Afghanistan and in Boko Haram that we have family terrorists. They terrorize family. When they mention their name, you say, no, don't mention their name. Don't mention that person. She can appear now in your house. You know, there are people like that. You just call them, this auntie, she's a very bad person. And I don't like her at all. She's like a witch. And then you hear, go. Good afternoon, I'm here. Praise the Lord. The Lord will give us victory in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give us victory in the name of Jesus. Until force is applied, your inheritance is undeliverable. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking who is going to devour. Devil is going about looking for somebody to destroy. But you are not his candidate, and I declare you undestroyable. I say I declare you undestroyable. You and your family are undestroyable. So devil is always going about seeking who is going to destroy. But you will never be. Now, what is the vital force that is needed to win in this battle? It is called spiritual might or spiritual power. There is something that you must have that will make you to win in life. When battle comes, PhD certificate is of no value. When battle comes, NAFDAC certificate or SON certificate or ICANN certificate has no value. Spiritual power is what you use to reign in the midst of darkness. This morning I'll be giving you keys to accessing this power. How do I get this power? Pastor, if I need power. Because not only pastors need power, everybody needs power. Your pastor can't follow you to your office. I had a story of a man, a lawyer. He had a case with somebody. Come. He had a case with another lawyer. And as they appeared in court, he said, "The law. How now? You are welcome. The law. How's everything?" That was the end of the use of that right hand. That hand just paralyzed. Immediately he removed his hand from that guy's hand. That was the end. A friend of mine told me he was working in a particular organization, a bank, many, many years ago. He got to work on Monday morning. And as one of their colleagues sat on his seat, he could neither talk nor greet anybody again. Your pastor can follow you everywhere. You need your own power content. It might not be as much as your spiritually, but you need your own to a reasonable level to rule and to reign. And how do you get this power? Number one is the fear of God. The fear of God is the gateway to the power from God. The fear of God is the gateway to the power from God. Only those who fear God can have power from Him. Friends, trees have roots. And the root is not sin, but the root is one of the most important, if not the most important in the tree. Hello? It looks as if you cannot see the root. It looks as if the root is not there. But without the root, there is no leaf, there is no stem, there is no branch. At the root of spiritual power is the fear of God. And that is what is lacking in this generation. Until the fear of God returns to our heart, we have no future. Many of our forefathers won the battle of life through the fear of God. In Genesis 42 verse 18, Joseph speaking, he said, "I fear God. I fear God. I fear God." And Joseph said unto them the third day, "This do and live, for I fear." Joseph was, if he did not fear God, how will a man see the wife of a general, rich, probably a billionaire, if he was in Nigeria, like a Nigerian context, maybe he will probably be a billionaire or a trillionaire with accounts in 2-3 countries all over the world, especially if he was a former chief of army staff. The wife was what you would call a pretty lady, best of perfumes, best of access to clothes, best of shoes, best of the best cosmetologists work on her skin. And then she was pursuing this houseboy in the house. "You can't go, this boy. You must give yourself to me." And the boy said, "No." To the extent that she entered the room, locked the door, removed her clothes, and said, "It is today or no other day." The boy looked left, looked right, and said, "Jesus, Jehovah, I must escape this." said, okay, madam, please sit down on the bed. I'm coming. Ran towards the door. When the woman saw that he was running toward the door, ran after him and pulled his shirt. He refused. He said, take my shirt. Don't take my glory. And he disappeared. Someone said, the fear of God. I mean, this fear of God established this man that he became an authority in the nation that he never was a citizen in. There was next to him. There was no next to him. He was superior. He dominated. His brothers wanted to finish him. They couldn't get him. Look at Job. In Job chapter 1 verse 9. Bible said Job was a man. The fear of God ruled Job's heart. I have never seen a man that possesses spiritual power and wasn't a man that feared. Now, in the case of Job, it was even the devil that even said it. The devil said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear thee for naught? That is, even devil knows that Job fears God. The spirit of the fear of God comes upon somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. It comes upon somebody here this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs 1 verse 7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God. 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 Listen, friends. If you don't have much qualification but you have the fear of God, you have a lot. Is somebody with me this morning? Is somebody with me this morning? If you don't have much qualification but you have the fear of God, you have more than enough. Because that fear of God that you have is an asset that will distinguish you permanently. Somebody is here today, that spirit will be imparted upon you. I said that spirit will be imparted upon you. Every spirit that makes you to misbehave, every spirit that makes you to just take steps anyhow, every spirit that makes you to just behave as if you are a vagabond, that spirit is cursed this morning in the name of Jesus. So that when you walk with the fear of God. When you sleep with the fear of God. When you enter your office, you enter with the fear of God. When you are not in church, the fear of God has become so lacking that people come to church to steal phones. They practically can even steal human beings if they can in the church. The fear of God has become so lacking that armed robbery, kidnapping has become, there are some places now that rich men can hardly walk without security because the next thing is for the people to carry them. The spirit of the fear of God comes upon everyone here this morning in the name of Jesus. So that everything you do it with the fear of God in mind. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17 to 18. Everything you do, or your act, your behaviors, everything, it displays somebody who knows that there's God somewhere. May I never behave as if there's no God somewhere. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. May I never behave as if there's no God anywhere. Somebody's here this morning. That will be your thought pattern every day in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your pattern in the name of Jesus. Okay, without wasting our time, let's go to the next key. Number two key to assessing supernatural power and might to win in the battle of life is heavy intake of the word of God. 1 Peter 2 verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God that you might grow thereby. The word of God is milk and the word of God is meat. 1 Peter 2 verse 2, also John 4 verse 32. The word of God is meat indeed. The word of God is milk indeed. It is first milk. Milk is used for growth. And then John 4 verse 32. It is also meat. The more of the word of God that you have spiritual muscle. Someone says spiritual muscle. How many of us have seen wrestlers? They have. You can't see a wrestler that has no muscle. They will break him. By the time Ogan, now I don't know who is ready now, carries him up, throw him down, and his back, the spinal cord will break. He says, but he said unto me, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Next verse. Okay. We'll get there soon. So what are we saying this morning? The word of God is milk And the word of God is meat. The word of God is milk, and the word of God is meat. The word of God is capable of... What Jesus was saying there is that don't bother to look for food. When I'm reading the word of God, I have enough meat. When I'm reading the word of God, I have enough meat to sustain me. Friends, you don't need too much of beef. What you need is large content of the word of God. And then your spiritual muscle is built up to fight. Because when battles come, what you need is the weapon of the word. The word of God is a dangerous weapon. Someone say dangerous weapon. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and is the discerner of the thought and the intents of the heart. The word of God is sharp. When you say something is sharp, it means it can cut freely. If it's like a blade. But now this one is superior to blade. Say the word of God is a superior weapon. It's a double-edged sword. Once it enters, it must pierce. Once you send the arrow of the word of God, it must meet its target. Today, I send the arrow of the word of God to dislodge every evil gathering against you and your family. I send them to dislodge every evil gathering against you and your family. Every man and woman can win cheaply with the word of God. Your victory is so cheap with the word of God. Your victory, because you see, God values his word more than his name. Psalm 138 verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2. God has more value for his word than his name. The name of Jesus is very powerful. I spoke about that last week when I was speaking about instruments of dominion. But I must tell you, as powerful as the name of Jesus is, the word of God, he says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. God magnifies the Bible, magnifies his utterances more than his name. So once you have the word of God, you have a veritable tool to pierce the devil. Today, every devil working against your progress, the word of God will pierce them in the name of Jesus. I said the word of God will pierce them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to spiritual power and might is what we call spiritual exercises. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. It is a non, your spiritual exercises, which is called prayer and fasting. When I'm talking about spiritual exercises, I'm talking of prayer and fasting. So you can write spiritual exercises in bracket, prayer and fasting. It is a non-transferable responsibility. Don't wait for your brother, your sister, your uncle, your mother to fast for you or pray for you. Spiritual exercises are very vital to keep you fit for battle. Spiritual exercises are very... He said, but if from thence thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou will seek him with the whole of thy heart and with all of thy soul, if you can seek me, you will find me. If you can search for me, you will get me. In Matthew 17 verse 21, Matthew 17 verse 21, he said, this kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting. And you agree with me that this kind is so much in Nigeria. This kind is so much in Nigeria. That is, you can't be victorious. That's why in this church, by God's special privilege, on Wednesdays, is a covenant day of fasting with God. It's a day that we stand with God in the place of waiting on the Lord. If you are not doing spiritual exercises, you become rusty as a Christian. Your Christian life becomes very rusty. How many of us have seen rusty buckets before? Rusty buckets. That's the way a man is. If he eats from Monday to Sunday, every day, even your stomach is feeling overworked. Your digestive organs are overworked because every day they are cracking something. They are cracking biscuit. They are cracking bokoto. They are cracking chicken and chips. They are cracking noodles. Big noodles, small noodles. If there's no small noodles, say, give me like 7. Put everything together. Until you are a man given to spiritual exercises, can I tell you that you have no future? Spiritual exercises is vital, is crucial. By God's privilege, I told our pastors, if you are going to be a pastor in this church, one thing you must be ready to do massively, extensively, regularly is fasting. Your fasting is minimum twice upward. Twice upward. Two times, three times, as many. It can't be less than that per week. And if you are a member, minimum, if you are really in this commission, once. That's Wednesdays. Minimum. You are free to add Tuesday and Wednesday to it. You are free to add Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. But you, it is a must. It is a must. It is not, maybe if I like, I take. If I like, I don't. To fast is to last. Those that fast, they last. Those that fast, they move fast. Somebody is here this morning. It is your own turn to be glorious. I say it is your turn to be glorious. Somebody will say, but me, I'm a woman now. Pastor. That's a lady, a young lady. I'm a very touche lady, you know. With my very nice pink dress, or my green dress, or my yellow dress, or whatever. I don't like stress. Can I tell you this? Devil is pursuing you. Except you don't have a glorious destiny. If you have something you want to achieve, you want to do well in school as a student, you want to... That lady that said she had AIDS, I will not tell you much about her. But I can tell you that it's not only studies. This spiritual work, she doesn't take it seriously. She's one during the sessions, she's one of the most active members in the prayer banquet. Every day, I don't know how she does it, maybe from the class, I don't know. 18 courses, 5, 15 out of it is A's. 18 courses, A's and B's. 15 out of 18. Well, some people, 18 courses, is only one that is D there. All the others is. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. 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 Engage yourself spiritually. You are becoming, I don't think you are still young. I'm still a small boy. I'm still a small boy at 21 years old. Let me wait till I'm, when you wait till 31, it's already too late. It's already late. There's a scripture, I don't know if I can get it right now. Leviticus, I think chapter 3. That was talking about, the youth should take his journey early. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's here this morning. Lord is going to change your story. I say, God is going to change your story. The Lord is going to change your story. I can't get that scripture. It is good that for a youth that he bear his yoke while he's young. It is good for a youth that he bear his yoke while he's young. Somebody's here this morning. That grace to bear your yoke early comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I said comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I'll get back to that scripture. It's somewhere there. The grace to bear your yoke early enough. That grace comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. So in Esther chapter 4 from verse 1 to 17. Some people wanted to wipe out Esther and her people. The Bible said they wanted to destroy them. And the Bible says that Esther said, fast for me for 3 days. No food, morning and evening. He said, even me, I will do the same. 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 I will also fast. I will not say that because I told you to. You know, some pastors, they tell people to fast and they will be eating chips inside the office. Or biscuits. Those kind of people, they are just funny people. Now, look at it in Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Esther 4 verse 16. He says, go gather together all the Jews that present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days and night. That's what we call biri biri in Yoruba land. 3 days or night, don't taste anything. and I also and my mates will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law. And this is that's another preaching for another day about how they were about to be destroyed. But the essence of why I'm showing you the scripture is because Esther, as a lady, married lady, wife of a king, fasted 3 days, 3 nights without food. You can't say that she doesn't have food to eat as a wife of the biggest king of that time. Because the Bible says that this man had kingdoms under him. He was a massive king. He wasn't just a king. You know, king. Most of these kings here that move with Simon, they have only one kingdom. This man had over 100 kingdoms around him. And that was the wife. She fasted 3 days, 3 nights to get victory. You have battles, you have issues, and you are still eating every day. In fact, as I'm talking now, your stomach is already making noise. You're already saying, oh God, when is it going to be 11:30 now? This ice cream man has not come. Grace to exercise yourself until you become victorious. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. And number four, where I'm going to stop, because I want us to have more time to praise God this morning. Choir, I told you that already. Are you set? You are set for the praise this morning. Good. The fourth key to accessing power is a life of praise. Every evil moves away from the praiseful. Devil doesn't wait for the praiseful to come. Once he knows that a man is praiseful, he flees. In Psalms chapter 114, verse 1 to 8, there's the story of children of Israel there. How mountains were skipping because of them. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. Yes, we're still going to verse 8 all the way. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel, thank you, Jesus. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The sea saw praise and fled. Jordan was driven back. Mountains keep like rams. Big mountains, they were running away like rams because of praise. And the little hills like lambs. What hail thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. Ye mountains that he skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the praise. If you were here on Friday night, you will not understand what I'm saying better. Somebody bless that night. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praises brings God presently into your midst. Because when you are praising God, he's uncomfortable on his throne. When you are praying, he's listening to your prayer. He can say, okay, Angel Michael, go and destroy what the person that is disturbing him. Angels also go. But when you are praising, he leaves. He tells people, I'm going on a journey now. I will soon be back. Some people are praising me. Let me go to their house. There's a church praising me. Let me go to that church. I want to attend that church today. I'm happy to inform you, this is the church God is attending this morning. Because he knows that we have prepared ourselves to praise him. And as you praise him this morning, chains will be broken in the name of Jesus. Burdens will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Maybe you came here this morning depressed, oppressed, sad. You came here this morning with an attitude that oh, let me just manage to church. If I don't come, they will phone me, or they will call me, or they will send somebody to me. Just when you came, I'm happy to tell you this morning, this is finally your morning in the name of Jesus. In Acts 16 from verse 25, Acts from verse 1, but particularly verse 25, Paul and Silas were in the jail of life. They were in the midst of battle. They were in the midst about to be killed. They tried prayer. Prayer did not work. They prayed. It was as if the prayer was not working. But at midnight, something must have told them, we have prayed. And then they moved from prayers. They moved to praises. I've seen many prayer warriors who have nothing to show, But I've never seen any praise warrior who ends the same. Because sometimes when we pray amiss. We pray wrong prayer. You can't praise amiss. If you are doing your leg like this, God like it. If you are doing it like this, God anyhow. That's why people that say, why are they praising God like that? Are you the one we are praising? I mean, why are they praising God like this? Why are they praising? Friends, there is going to be a rehearsal of what is going to happen in heaven this morning here. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and began to sing praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. So, your praise this morning must be something that God must, because praise is a weapon of battle. You don't praise in silence. Next verse. Thank you, Jesus. Because suddenly something will happen to somebody. Next verse 26. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's life will never be the same in the name of Jesus. I say somebody's life will never be the same in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, shout amen. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Just like there's going to be an earthquake this morning. To swallow up your defeat. To swallow up your enemies. To swallow up those who are working against you. To swallow up those who want you to fail. To swallow up those who want to destroy you. To swallow up those who want to capture you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. There was no cutlass. There was no submachine gun. There was no double barrel. There was no JPMG. But the weapon of praise shattered iron. It destroyed doors. The door busted open on itself. Somebody's door of greatness will burst open this morning. Somebody's door of marriage will burst open this morning. Somebody's door of twins will burst open this morning. Somebody's door of GP of 4.5 will burst open this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. As God liveth, from now on, from month to month to month, we'll be dedicating new houses in this church. Listen to me. You are here. You have built one already. Get ready. I say get ready. I say get ready. You are laying the foundation of another one in the next month. I can't hear your loudest amen. Praise bust open doors. It destroys iron door. As somebody said, I don't know why. They don't want me to go. You are not praising God enough. There are so many enemies working against me in my office. It is because your praise is not enough. But via this morning's praise, you are going to get a raise. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me spiritually. Give me spiritual power and spiritual might. Raise your voice and pray. I must not be a powerless Christian. Strengthen me spiritually. Are you praying? Pray the way you will pray for money and blessings. I refuse to be a casualty in the battle of life. I refuse to be a casualty in the battle of life. I refuse to be a casualty in the battle of life. Equip me spiritually. Strengthen me spiritually. I must not become a mincemeat in the hands of the devil. I must not become an instrument in the hands of the devil. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, loud and clear. Father, I refuse to be a casualty, to be a victim in the battle of life. Father, help me to win every battle. Now listen to me, friends. Life is a battle. Just believe it. Marital life, academics, there will be one battle at one time or another. Spiritually, different areas. It is when you are equipped that you win. It is when you are equipped that you become a winner. Your pastor might cannot be there all the time. Your parents cannot be there all the time. your husband or wife, you yourself must be fortified. You are going to say after me, Father, I must not be a casualty in the battle of life. Prayers in Jesus' name. Empower me to win in the battle of life. Let me win. Let me win. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I am a winner. I am a winner. Even the devil knows that. Like a winner. There's a way winners dance. Winners don't just do like this. When you win a victory over the devil, you don't just do like this. I am a winner. I am a winner. Even the devil knows that. I am a winner. 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 Oh yeah, dance like 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 a winner. Dance like a winner. Dance like a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner, 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 even the devil knows. You are going to shout aloud and say in the name of Jesus, every battle ahead of me, I decree I must win. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every battle ahead of me, every battle waiting for me in my future, on the day I will deliver, on the day I will marry, on the day I will build my house, every battle waiting for me, I must win. Waiting for me in my future, I receive grace to win, power to win. I must not be a casualty. I must not be a casualty. I refuse to be a casualty over my children, over my husband, over my wife, over my destiny. I must not be a casualty. Jesus' name we are praying. One more prayer. We pray this and then I come back after the prayers and all to declare the blessing of God. You are going to pray, Father, give me the garment of praise. The garment of praise is what many people don't have. That's why problem persists. Father, give me the garment of praise. Raise your voice and pray this morning. Pray, 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 pray. Give me the garment of praise. Garment of praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.